Good evening, folks. This is Carolyn Evers. This special time when we can get together, we can communicate with one another. Don't you just love it? I know I do. And tonight, for those of you who have tuned in to hear Mr. Presser, Dr. Presser, Dr. Richard Presser, he's here with us, and we are going to discuss something really exciting tonight. For those of you who follow our work, you know that one of the things that we do is take messages from the Masters with regards to the energies that come into this planet every month. And we decided that we were going to discuss the energies that are coming into this planet for this solstice in June. And the reason that we are doing this is because they are so powerful. It is a stepping stone to, you might say, another grand plateau. And we think it is really important to do our radio show regarding this. So, I'd like to introduce to you Dr. Presser.
Richard, to you, thank you.
Oh,
and of everyone else.
Anybody that works that hard to get a title needs to be acknowledged, don't you think?
Well, maybe. And now you've done that, we can move on.
Okay. Now, Richard, you took the message from Yeshua with regard to the solstice for this month. And I would like for you to give our listeners a little, well, you might say, thumbnail sketch of what he said.
Yes, I guess just to backtrack a little, those of you who have read or listened to the message from Yeshua for the May full moon, he mentioned that the energies of the May full moon were really a precursor to what was coming at the June solstice. And in that message, plus a couple of other things that have been mentioned to us, we were getting the sense that the energies for the solstice were pretty important. And so it was with that in mind that we decided to take the messages relatively early so that we could discuss them and share them and tonight and get them out. And so what Yeshua had to say about this, these energies is really quite extraordinary. He said that the energies that are coming in through this June solstice are the most powerful energies that have come to the planet since the energies that came with the fall in Atlantis. Now, some of you might be aware that the time of the fall in Atlantis was the last time our solar system passed through the plane of the Milky Way galaxy. And these 12.5 to 13,000 year cycles, which is, you know, half of one trip right round, if you will, are key moments in terms of energy coming to the planet. And they're actually visible in the geological record. And as I was saying, the last time that we crossed that plane was at the time when Atlantis fell. So you can see the power of these energies and how major shifts in consciousness are lined up with these transitions, you could say. And that's exactly what is happening at the December solstice in 2012. So if you like, it's the next crossing. And so we've been in this veiled consciousness since that time, the last time we crossed when Atlantis fell. And so what Yeshua was saying is that the energies coming through for this solstice are the most powerful that have been here since those energies that led to the fall in Atlantis. So it's a pretty momentous moment, you could say, in terms of the energies that are coming. So I guess that's the first thing, and, you know, that's pretty powerful in and of itself. And then what he went on to say is that there have been a number of attempts, you could say, over the last year or so to curtail the activities of the dark through the energies that have come forth to the planet. And it's fair to say that the impact of those energies have been less than was hoped for. There's been a couple of times when it's been said to us that the dark had been cleared, and I can assure you they have not. And so what Yeshua is saying is that the energies that are coming through this solstice are of such a magnitude that there, as far as the light is concerned, there is no question that it will bring to an end this interference of the dark on the planet. And so it's a fairly important moment. The other thing that he had to say, which follows on from what he had to say in relation to the May full moon energies, is that there is a dramatic ramp up in the Christ consciousness energies. And he goes on to say that these are the energies that we will use for creation and manifestation and many other things upon the planet. So I guess that's a thumbnail of what he had to say. And I will be putting this message out fairly early because it's pretty important what's being said here, and also Mother Mary's message, which I guess we'll get to in a moment.
Folks, I just want to take a moment and tell you that those who are listening to this program, if you're listening on the primary stream, there's a problem with hearing the show. Tune into the secondary stream. Now, where you find that is on the page that says BBS Station 1. This is what we're talking on. And it says on the top, now airing. And, of course, it's my show. And above that are the different streams. So they're having a problem with the primary stream, as I said. And you'll notice that there's four buttons for four different streams. The secondary stream is the fourth button. So hit that and listen to the show on the secondary stream. There's no problem at all on that. So if you're having a problem hearing, you're on the primary stream, just move over to the secondary stream. There's no problem there. So, my friends, give us a call with your questions, with your comments. Our toll-free number here is 888-815-9756. It is a toll-free number in the United States and in Canada. And this is extraordinary information. Richard just told you, gave you a thumbnail sketch of the message that he took from Yeshua. Richard, did you put that up on our website yet?
No, Carolyn. It's still sitting in a recorded file on my computer. I've done nothing with it as yet.
Tell people when you do put these different messages up, where you put them, where they can find them.
Yes, all of these messages in relation to key dates, the full moons and solstices and equinoxes and those sorts of things, they're all put on the 2012 timeline page on the 2012 countdown website. And that page is getting pretty long, and it continues to grow. So the latest messages you'll find at the bottom of the page. And I'll, of course, put out an email when I put those messages up there.
Now, for people to get these messages automatically, instead of having to go to the instead of going to the website and having to see them, tell people how they can have these messages delivered right into their inbox.
Yes, if you go to that website, which is the 2012countdown.com, you'll find at the bottom of any page on that website a place where you can enter your name and email address, and that will add you to our newsletter list, and you'll automatically be notified, get a copy of the email, which sometimes just has excerpts from the message, and more and more has the full message transcribed there.
Now, some of them that also, while we're discussing this as far as what people get in their inbox, give our listeners some sort of an idea as the kind of messages that we are sending out. Of course, these are just one part of the messages that discusses the new energies coming to Earth, but give people a concept of some of the other messages that come forth.
Yes, Carolyn. We have been, for I guess the last 2 or 3 months, bringing forth the what we've called the Father God Daily Message series, which have been a bit less than daily recently with other priorities. And most of those messages have come forth from Father God, though not all of them. There's also messages there from Mother God and from Gaia and Mary Magdalene. I think we had one. And so that series comes forth, and also we have just begun to take some messages from a representative of the crop circle makers. They've asked us to bring forth the background, if you like, to the crop circles that are being laid down in the UK, and I doubt that we will bring a message forth on all of them, because that just takes too much time. But we will certainly be bringing forth messages from the key patterns. And the first of those, in fact, went out today. So there's a whole range of areas that we're covering. And I anticipate that will continue to grow and broaden as things go forward.
Well, yes, and we do have a lot of different messages that go out from those on the other side, which is very exciting because the crop circles in particular, the messages that are in the crop circles speak to our subconscious mind. And people aren't always, well, I was going to say not always able, they're not able for the most part to take that message that's in the subconscious mind. The subconscious mind understands it, but the conscious mind doesn't. And so what these messages, what these interpretations of the crop circles are, is actually giving the meaning of them so that you can understand what is saying in the conscious mind. I know I've looked at these crop circles for a long time wondering what they're saying. I knew that they were speaking to the subconscious, and they're so fascinating. You just want to understand what the makers meant when they were drawing them. So, for those of you who want some of these messages coming right to your inbox, go to the website and sign up for the newsletter, and they're free of charge. Now, Richard, you gave a beautiful explanation of the solstice and the power of it. And people are not always listening to this radio show from the very beginning. So I'll just repeat a key phrase or two that we've hit, you might say, a plateau in Atlantis when consciousness dropped. It dropped to a very low level. And sometimes it's hard for people to understand, well, what does that mean, consciousness dropping to a low level? Well, the explanations that we have received is that the particles on this dimension have compacted. In other words, we have gases and solids that make up the things that we understand is our reality, what is around us, and we know that there are particles in that reality, and they became very compacted, so tightly compacted that there was not room between the particles for energy to move between the particles, and so because Now, the energy that we're talking about is really the energy that comes from the center of the cosmos, from Source, all there is. And so we haven't had an interchange with these energies since this fall in Atlantis. And we know that during that period of time, there has been a tremendous interplay with the dark. And much has happened with the control and domination of the dark. And this is incredibly wonderful news right now, to think that we have gotten to a point where this is turning around, where each month, as these energies come in, it's like the steps up a ladder. And the ultimate goal here is to create the room in between the particles so that we can again start to receive Source or Prime Creator's energy that can work with our physical body, with our brain. We don't always think of that. And in that process, when these particles became so compacted, we were not able to access the memory of who we were, who we are. We have not been able to access the memory of our connection to Source. And some of the information that has come to us over a period of time, and I actually remember this, we were able to connect directly with Source, and we received information from him back, and it came in a form of dots and dashes, almost like Braille, that we could integrate and understand. And maybe some of you remember this or have been shown this in dreams, or you have a sense of it. This is what we were able to pick up. We were able to decipher. And it was on a continuous basis, actually. So we could compare what we were doing, what our thoughts were, what our actions were, and compare them to what was the desire of our Creator, to see if we harmonized with that. So all of that was gone in a twinkling of an eye when we fell into this dimension. And the Masters who have been guiding us were not sure that humanity would survive. Richard, just as a little comparison, give an indication of the DNA. I'd like for you just to mention a little bit about the DNA strands.
Yes, as our listeners will know, we have two DNA strands today, and before the fall in Atlantis, we had over 2,000 DNA strands. It's hard to imagine. Hard to imagine what that might mean. In fact, I would say it's impossible to imagine what that might mean. And you know, our scientists have noticed this, what's known as junk DNA or mitochondrial DNA, that seems to have no useful purpose. Well, all of that, which makes up something like 98% of our DNA, they represent the physical aspects of those other strands, because many of these strands were not simply in the physical, they were partially in the etheric. So the nature of how we connected, if you will, was so different from how it is now. As I say, it's impossible to imagine, but if one begins to think about what is possible for a human being with two strands of DNA, to just let your mind roam across the possibility of what might a human being with 2,000 or more than 2,000 DNA strands be capable of, it's hard to grasp. But you would have to admit that it's fairly likely there's a lot more capability to be expressed when that is the case.
I just want to repeat, folks, about what's happening with the audio stream There is a note on our page. The primary streams are having some trouble dropping people, and if that's your case, then move to the secondary stream. And we have a listener who has called in, and your name, please.
Yvette.
Hi, Yvette.
Hi,
what's
Carolyn.
Your question? Hi. What's your question,
Hi.
Dear?
My question is about I have a child with autism, and I'm wondering how the new energies coming in will affect people who have chronic illness. If it's going to be, he picks up on energy of the collective, and so things seem to, will like everyone else, get harder and harder for him. He can't talk. And I'm wondering if it's going to seem to get worse before it gets better, kind of thing.
There's two issues here, Yvette. There's new energy coming in, and there is also past life karma. Well, our masters discuss what past life karma is, but it might not be exactly what people think it is. In the past, we have had trauma. Most of it occurred at death when people died from the hands of the dark. And, well, you know, we've seen this. If you know history or interested in history, you see so many traumatic times. And souls who were involved with that, you know, battles and things of this nature, that trauma of that wasn't able to be cleared at the moment of death. And Richard, just explain to Yvette a little bit about clearing the past life karma, and then we will get to address the next thing is when people rejuvenate, that there will be changes then. So if you might, if you're willing to touch on those, I would appreciate it.
Yes, Carolyn, and Yvette, as Carolyn was saying, we have gathered these negative energies that are held in the emotional body, and they are transferred from one lifetime to another for them to be cleared. There are some notions about what karma, negative karma, is about. Some people think it's about if you mistreat someone, then that will be revisited upon you, and it really isn't quite like that. What it's about is negative energies that you've held from, you could say, difficult experiences in a past life, which have generated negative emotions like fear or self-doubt or self-criticism or anger or all of the above. When you've had a difficult ending to a life particularly, but it can be other factors besides that. And essentially it is negative energies that have not been cleared. And the intention of the soul usually is to return, typically in the next life, to seek to clear those negative energies. And given that we've been living in this veiled consciousness, you could say, we haven't understood that when we have brought forth experiences in the subsequent life which generated those same emotions, we haven't understood that the reason that it's been happening is to alert us to those emotions in our emotional body to then go and connect with them and clear them. And because we haven't understood that, we've basically repeated the experience on some level. And so these, in a sense, these energies have been reinforced rather than cleared. And pretty much everybody on the planet is in this situation. And so it was recognized, let me step back a little. There is a cosmic law which says souls need to achieve a level of perfection on a given level of consciousness before they move on to the next level of consciousness. And so that also applies to the ascension event, which is in our near future. And so,
Richard, if I might just interrupt you, dear one, Mother Mary is trying to get your attention to to explain what this lady can do with regards to the problem with her son. And I thank you for giving us a general idea, but Mother wants to communicate and give a specific idea.
Okay.
What Richard's going to do with that is connect with Mother Mary.
Okay. Great.
And she is here. And she is saying, "My dear Yvette, few understand that conditions such as autism arise due to past life karmic energies, as indeed all, you could say, afflictions of the physical body of one form or another, and you might consider that autism is not perhaps an affliction of the physical body, but in a broader sense, it is that. And so, in a sense, it has been triggered by that past life experience. And it is the case that when great physical difficulty, if you will, comes forth at a very young age, it is reflective of very powerful past life karmic energies that need to be cleared. And so this is the basis for autism coming forth, and one of the reasons we are seeing so many more autistic children, and also such a great explosion of children who are allergic to so many things, is that all are coming forth in this lifetime to clear all of their past life karmic negative energies. And in this, your son is no different. And the underlying energy that is responsible for autism is fear. Mm-hmm. And when it triggers autism, it is an indication that that fear is indeed very powerful. And you could say that it is a choice of the soul to, in a sense, disconnect from this reality on a level because that fear is so powerful. And so these energies, if your son is a minor, then you are able to, you could say, stand in for him in a sense and work with the karmic clearing commands with Richard and Carolyn and clear these energies and open the door for your son to be cleared of this condition. It will not be resolved overnight. And what I would say to you is, as the energies on the planet, as the vibration rises, you will see, regardless of whether these energies are cleared or not, you will see the lessening of these symptoms, because there is a recognition by the soul on a deeper level that the vibrations have moved to a level where the source of that fear, which has been attacks by the dark, that possibility in this lifetime has receded. So your concern is that your son will be perhaps severely impacted by these energies of the solstice. And I would say to you that yes, he will react to them in the short term, but in fact you will see him begin to settle quite a deal after they have come forth.
Okay.
So do not be overly concerned, and if you truly wish to assist your son with his condition, I encourage you to come forth on his behalf and work with Carolyn and Richard to clear these energies for him. And so it is.
Thank you.
You're welcome, dear. And you can find out more information. What is that website, Richard?
Yes, there's a page on the MetatronMinutes.com website.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's the page is Soul Healing or Metatron Soul Healing or something like that. You will see there and the details of the work that we do.
Thank you.
Well, blessings to you, Yvette. It sounds to me like, you know, there's a great deal of hope. And as a mother myself, I understand how concerned a parent does become with a child. And these relationships come about so that the parent has agreed with the child to help them, and they form family units like this. So blessings to you, dear, and good luck. So I see that we have, is there another line of who wishes to speak with us?
Yes.
And your name, please.
My name is Leslie.
Hi, Leslie. What can we do for you, Leslie?
Thank you. God bless you all.
Bless you, too.
I have contacted Richard by email, and my question is, I'm getting ready. I have written my script, and I have had many, many experiences happening to me in the last few weeks. I've spoke to you before in a healing, and I lost my son. Mm-hmm. And I've been guided to do a mission. And I need to know, I would like to know, I'm going to make a short pitch to Oprah for a show about ascension, and I feel it's time that we start to use the words galactic alignment and, you know, planetary ascension, and I would like to, for people to know who they really are and where we really came from. And so I would like to know if Father God, Mother God, anyone has a message for me that I can instill into my message.
Well, I remember you sending that to us, Leslie, and we did say that when you do the script, we would be very happy to go over the script with you and help you.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you didn't get that email, or maybe it didn't go through.
I did. I got it. And I've been, I've been downloaded with so much information, and
mm-hmm.
I've got my script written, but I just kind of wanted to know if really this is my purpose, if this is, the things that are happening to me are, I know they're real, but some really crazy things have been happening, and it's just so much information so fast I can't keep up, and I just want to make sure that I'm on the right track and going in the right direction.
Carolyn, I sense Father God has something to say to
Leslie.
He is here, and he is saying, my dear Leslie, I encourage you to take this step that you are contemplating. It is indeed time for the world to begin to awaken to what is on the world's doorstep, the doorstep of all of humanity. And I anticipate that Oprah's new channel be a good place for such work to come forth. And so I encourage you in your endeavors to open this door, and I wish you well. And so it is.
There you go, Leslie.
I just wanted to make sure because, it's just been so much so fast. And
something else that you can do, Leslie, and I don't mean to be speaking over you, but I want to get this in before we get involved with other callers and we're ready to go off the show. On the conference call, we worked with you to show you how to connect to your high self.
Mm-hmm.
And I think this would be a good time for you to call in your high self and to go over some of these issues. That's what your high self is there for. That's the spiritual
mm-hmm.
aspect. Also, mm-hmm. You might remember that we talked about the high self is in a place where it can speak to other souls and bring to you those things that you want to manifest in your life on spiritual
mm-hmm.
issues. And,
mm-hmm.
yes,
It's happening. It's just synchronistically happening for me.
Well,
and it's so fast and so crazy, I can't keep up. And
well,
my
that
spirit
might
is
be
so blown wide open. I'm taking up so much space, I can't tell you.
Leslie,
so
that's
happy.
What connect to the high self. Ask the high self to help you sort this out. Right now, you have a lot of information that's coming to you, and you're, as I sense it, becoming a little confused with, there's so much on your plate. Connect
mm-hmm.
to your high self the way we showed you.
I just want to make sure I'm using the right words and not stepping over boundaries. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. mm-hmm. Your high self will help. It will help you.
Oh, high self has kicked in. And
that's good.
I've had three expansions. I live in Austin, and apparently there's a new vortex that just opened here, and it's exciting. So
ask the high self to bring you someone who can help you sort this out.
Okay.
It's always willing to help, and don't forget that. You can command your high self to bring someone in your life that will help you sort these issues out.
It's already happened.
Well, that's exciting, isn't it? You have all of your desires answered. And what more can you say? Father God was giving you a little nudge, shall we say, and he thought that was a good place to go.
Okay, well, that's what I will do.
Blessings
and
to
I
you,
thank
Leslie.
Both of you for being my planetary guides to this moment.
Thank you, dear.
Okay, thank you.
Bye for now.
Bye. And so, my friends, our toll-free number here is 888-815-9756. It's toll-free from U.S. and Canada. And if you want to chat with us, it looks like we've got 15 minutes. So I heard a busy signal. Get on the phone. Give us a call. 15 minutes are left of the show. I tell you, an hour goes by so quickly. Again, 888-815-9756. Is there another caller on the line? Because if it isn't, I'm going to bring forth some of the information that Mother Mary had discussed with the solstice. And is this... Richard, I can't believe it. Mother Mary... Mother Mary wants you to take a message. I think she wants to speak her piece here.
Well, let's see what she has to say. And Mother, I just ask you, whose show is this?
I think it's hers.
Let's see what she has to say. And she is saying, I just wanted to tell the story directly.
Of course.
Because this is a truly very important time that awaits all of humanity. It is perhaps you could consider it an acceleration of the conveyor belt which began with the March equinox. And it is truly a moment when for anybody that is aware that they should take some time to set some intentions in relation to what can unfold in their lives. It is truly a momentous moment. Carolyn spoke about the fact that the particles upon the planet have been very compressed, the spaces between them reduced, and the connection to all there is has been seemingly eliminated. And an aspect of that is the loss of memory and the loss of your knowledge of the skills and abilities that you have access to as a soul and as a human being. And what is happening with this solstice is a tremendous change in the spacing of the particles. It began to change last August when the energies began to seriously accelerate, and we have spoken about this on many occasions now with the messages that have come forth on the 2012 timeline page. However, this shift is such a dramatic one in comparison with all that has gone before. It truly is opening the door to such great change, and it's something you need to work with. And so there are some intentions that I recommend that you set. The first is that you intend to take advantage of these energies to the greatest extent that is possible. And secondly, you intend that your memories and your skills and abilities return. And these are very important intentions. And I encourage you very strongly to not only read, but to listen to the messages that Yeshua and I have given you for this solstice when Richard has a moment to make them available to you. So this is a very important moment. And I felt it important enough to come forth and, you could say, add a little weight to what you were saying. Not that I wish to heavy in on your show. So, thank you, Mother. Is there anything you wish to add?
Thank you, Mother. Well, I've never known her to be a shy flower. She just comes right forward and says it, and she did it tonight. I just love it. Well, I think we have a caller, and after, do we have a caller on the line?
Sure do.
Okay, well, we'll take this caller's information, and then I'll discuss a little bit about that solstice message where Mother talks about the connection between the physical body, the brain, and the mind. And what is your name, please?
This your old buddy, June.
Hi, June.
Hi, you guys. I just follow all the shows. You know what I was hoping was a little clue as to which way to paddle and try to keep up.
It's always upriver, June.
It is. That's my mission. In terms of, I'm reading Mikhail's book, Earth History, again. And there was a clue that came up to me, the kind of the color and the mission, kind of. Because I'm getting kind of, what's that word? Like, removed from the world. I really don't care a lot about what's happening in the world. I do, but I don't. It's like a very old story, and we've been here a million years, and so I need
tired, tired of coming back, huh?
Huh?
Tired of coming back and doing the same old thing, huh?
Yes, and I really need a direction to really focus. What is my gift? What is my mission? What am I here to do?
And I'm getting a little whisper about that, June.
Is it Archangel Michael?
No, it's Mother Mary.
I guess we should have said this was her show.
They're both favorites of mine, for sure.
And she is saying, you are one who has been a healer in past lives, dear one, and have come forth to bring forth the karmic clearing and rejuvenation commands that have been given to these two. And it is time you were aware of this. And when it is time for them to come forth, I anticipate that Richard will have added you to his list. and he will let you know. And so, like so many who have this role as part of their mission, they are being prompted at this time. They are feeling like they are at a crossroads. And you, dear one, are just one of those. You are not sure where to go, yet you feel there is something that is there for you to do, and this is why. Because this knowledge has not been available until recently, and you have been searching for it. And now you know.
Well, you're in the know, June. Does that help?
I'll paddle in that direction.
Sounds good to me.
Does that resonate
and,
with you, June?
Working on clearing that physical, the emotional body of the past lives and be clear enough to receive these messages, right? Is that what I can do this second?
It may well be that you're not in a place to order a soul healing with us, June. And what I would say to you is that part of that training work will involve the experience of these commands. And so that will clear all your past life karma when that arises. But I would also encourage you to keep working on that in your own way and through the conference calls, you're aware that that work is being done.
Well, I would agree with you, Richard. Yeah, the work of clearing those energy bodies is on the different conference calls, and you know, work with the tapes.
I do. I surely do.
I
bless
know
you
do.
So much, my family.
You're welcome, sweetheart. Richard, why don't you mention to people about our conference calls, because they truly are momentous and life-changing. Tell people about them.
Sure. Carolyn holds three conference calls a month with the Masters. Archangel Michael has a call, Lord Metatron has a call, and Mother Mary has a call, and the Voices from Heaven call. It seems to have become her call. And the work that is done on those calls is truly extraordinary, truly extraordinary. And, you know, Carolyn has me doing the channeling here, but really, as I said last time we were doing this, last week perhaps, you know, the skills and abilities that she brings forth are truly amazing. I mean, she is not just clairaudient, but she's clairsentient and clairvoyant. She has the full kit and caboodle, you might say, and what she brings forth on those calls is truly, truly extraordinary. And the work that gets done and the experiences that unfold in those calls is truly amazing, truly amazing work.
Tell people where they can go to find out more information about that, Richard.
Yes, there's, again, there's a page in relation to those calls. It's on the MetatronMinutes.com website. I think it's called conference calls or join conference calls or something like that. I can't remember exactly. And anyway, you'll see it there. Just click on that page and you'll see the details.
Very good. Thank you, Richard. And I hear someone else has come into the show, and we've got maybe, I don't know, 3 minutes. We'll see what we can do with it. Who? Your name, please.
Oh, my name is Tony Rodriguez.
Hi, Tony. What can we do for you?
First of all, I'd like to thank you and Richard for both coming into my life. I've been reawakened, and I've been going through a process now for about approximately 2.5 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been through a lot of trials and tribulations in my life, and I'm starting to see where they're kind of heading to. And this reawakening is but a blessed moment in my life, and I'm really looking forward to my. I'm to the point where I'm trying to meditate and close my mind and get to the point where I can make my divine connection. So I guess I get a little frustrated sometimes because I cannot turn off the thoughts in my mind, but I'm trying to trust.
Oh, Tony, I'm so glad you called and told us about it, because that's really not the way we have found meditating to be most productive. We have to send out the question, receive the answer through the right side of the brain, not the left. And
okay.
Richard, tell him what you say if you had to be quiet.
Yeah, Tony, if the measure of success in meditation was the ability to quieten the mind, then I would be an absolute disaster at meditation. And, you know, I walked the path that you're walking for years, wondering, you know, what on earth is wrong with me? And I now realize, and, you know, I'm not saying that kind of path doesn't serve some people, but by and large, most people find that they simply can't achieve that. And, you know, Carolyn's and my view on it is that it's really not what meditation is about. It's about going within and choosing the path that you wish to go, the questions you want to ask of, you could say, various aspects of consciousness. It might be your physical body. It might be your higher self, as we were talking to Leslie about earlier. It might be, you know, a being on the other side like Mother Mary or whatever. But it's about this proactive, directed process to bring forth guidance and understanding that can help you move forward in your life. It's going within, as Yeshua taught. It's going within and connecting with these various forms of consciousness that we've forgotten how to do. And it's one of the things that Carolyn and I teach in these soul healing calls, is how to do that.
And that is on the Metatron. It's on the MetatronMinutes.com website.
Okay. Great.
And Tony, we don't mean to rush you, but like we're like up to a minute or two. Was there something else real quick you could ask?
Nope. You guys have been a great help, and I'll just try calling back again.
Okay. Sounds good.
I really appreciate it. Thank you very, very much for your time.
You're welcome. Well, folks, an hour does go by awfully quick, doesn't it? Richard, I thank you so much for being on the show with me.
And
we're sorry we didn't get to Mother Mary's discussion between the connecting between the body, the brain, and the mind, and what's going to happen with the brain during this solstice. But you'll find it in Richard's message that he sends out. And I say thank you for attending. Listen to us next Sunday. If Richard is willing, he'll come with me.
Next Saturday, perhaps, yeah.
Next Saturday. However, the show is repeated on Sunday in case you didn't hear it all and you want to hear it all. You can tune in for the repeat on Sunday. Blessings to all of you. Thank you, Richard, for being with us. And we'll see you next week.
Bye for now.
Goodbye for now.